FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
In an hour's time, South Africans will hear what government spending priorities are over the next 3 years. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana will table his first medium-term budget policy statement under the Government of National Unity this afternoon. The ANC's parliamentary caucus says it expects today's budget to prioritise stimulating growth of the real economy and creating employment. It says the minister has the hard task of trying to ensure fiscal sustainability by reining in government debt while protecting social spending. DA MP Willie Oukamp says they hope there will be no further bailouts for state-owned entities.
We need external investors to turn these organisations around. Treasury should stop to constantly be the funder of last resort to SOEs, especially Eskom, where we hope that the private sector will be allowed to compete. Our economy is throttled as a result of a non-existent freight network. The only way to solve this is to introduce third-party access to our railway lines.
EFFMP Umphile Maotwe says they don't expect much.
Really, you can't expect anything from the minister because he hasn't really given clear direction on where this country is going. For the longest time, the ANC hasn't done that. The debt today sits at 4 trillion. Back in 1994, the debt was 245 billion. Now, there's not so much issue about the debt, but the problem becomes when you actually borrow money to pay debt. You must borrow money, but that money must be used to create infrastructure.
Police in the Eastern Cape have launched a manhunt for the attackers of 5 matric pupils who were raped. The learners were also robbed at gunpoint in the Maqekezweni administrative area. The provincial police, Sipokazi Mawisa.
The provincial head of the Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Investigation Unit has assembled a team to investigate and apprehend the perpetrators. Investigation teams will leave no stone unturned to ensure that perpetrators are brought to justice.
Botswana are at the polls today as the neighbouring country holds its general election. Some of the 1 million registered voters queued for several hours before polling stations opened this morning. President Mokgweetsi Masisi, who won the last election with 52% of the vote, is seeking a second term. His first five-year term has seen joblessness rise to 27%, with younger people most affected. The results are due out tomorrow. 61 seats are up for grabs in Parliament, but Botswana's first-past-the-post system means the first party to take 31 seats will be declared the winner. And international mediators are preparing to propose a short-term truce to free hostages and avert a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. US, Qatari and Egyptian mediators have for months been trying to negotiate a truce between Israel and Hamas. The news of the potential breakthrough in talks comes a day after an Israeli strike on a single Gaza residential block killed nearly 100 people. The top story in an hour's time, South Africans will hear what government spending priorities are for the next 3 years. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.